So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Shavuos HaDayanin HaTaynish DeKesef VaHaidah B'Shavu Pruta. Regarding Shavuos Moed B'Miktzis, the minimum amount of the claim must be 2 Ma'ah Kesef, and the minimum amount of the admission must be 1 Pruta. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Mishmul makes the following distinction. Loi Shanu Ele B'Taynis Malva VaHaidah Sleiva. The Mishnah's ruling that a minimum Taynah of Shtei Kesef is required is only for Shavuos Moed B'Miktzis, where the Shavu is caused by the Leiva's admission to the Malva's claim. However, any taina, even for only one pruta, is sufficient for Shavuos Eid Echad, where the leiva denied the entire claim, and the shvu is caused by a single witness whose testimony was for the entire claim. Because the Braisa says, one aid can impose a shvu upon the leiva for any claim that two aidim would have imposed payment upon the leiva, which is even for one pruta. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlekes regarding tanu chitin v'hoidle b'sa'irin. If the tevei claimed that he is owed wheat, and the nitva admitted to something else, barley. The chum hold that the nitva is pater from shvuos moed b'miktzis because the boy haidam min ha'tayna. The admission and the claim must be for the same item. While Rav Gamliel holds that the nitva is chayv to make a shvuos moed b'miktzis because the le boy haidam min ha'tayna. The admission and the claim do not need to be for the same item. According to the Chacham's opinion, the Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in the case of Tanu Chitin v'Sa'irin v'Hoydele ba'Achman. If the Tevei claimed that he is owed two different items, wheat and barley, and the Nitva admitted to one of the two, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, Chayv, the Nitva is obligated in a Shvua because since he admitted to a part of the Taina, this is considered a Haidah min ha'Taina. While Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Bi'echanan says, Pater, the Nitva is exempt from a Shvua because since he did not admit to part of a specific item, this is not considered a Haidah min ha'Taina. The Gemara seeks to prove that Tanu Chitin v'Sa'irin v'Hoidle ba'Achman Chayev from the Mishnah's following case. Tanu Kalim v'Karkois v'Hoidle b'Kalim v'Kafa b'Karkois b'Karkois v'Kafa b'Kalim Pater. If the Tevei claimed that he is owed both land and utensils, and the Nitva admitted to one of the two, Kalim or Karkois, the Nitva is Pater from a Shvu because She'ein Din Shvu b'Karkois. Since there is no Shvu obligation for Karka, the Hida or Kfira of Karka does not cause a Shvu, and it was not Moed b'Miktzis in the Kalim. Similarly, Hoide b'miktzis akarkois pater, if the nitva admitted partially to karka, he does not make a shvu for the karka or kalim, because she'ein din shvu b'karkois. Since there is no shvu obligation for karka, the hoida for karka cannot cause a shvu for metatlin. However, b'miktzis akalim chayv, if the nitva admitted partially to kalim, he makes a shvu for both the kalim and even the karka, because nechasim she'ein len nachrayis, zeikikin es nechasim she'esh len nachrayis, lishav alein. The metatlin extends the shvu obligation to the karka. Even though a person is obligated to make a shvu only on the claim of metatlin, but not on the claim of karka, however, if the teveya presents a claim for both metatlin and karka, since the nitva must swear for the metatlin, he must also swear for the karka based on the concept of gilgul shvu. Now, the Gemara seeks to prove as follows. The Mishnah implies, time of the kelim v'karkois, the karka la bashvuhi. It's only because the dual claim included karka, and there is no shvu obligation for karka, that he is pater. Ha-kelim v'kelim dumi de kelim v'karkois, chayev. However, if the dual claim was for two types of metatlin, and the nitva admitted to one, he is chayef, apparently because tanu chitin v'sa'irin v'hoidle ba'achad men chayef. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps, hu adin nafili kelim v'kelim nami pater, because tanu chitin v'sa'irin v'hoidle ba'achad men pater. And the Mishnah mentioned a case of kelim v'karkois only to teach the halacha that the chi hoidle b'miktzis kelim, chayef af al karkois, because nechasim she'en l'nachrayis, zekikin es nechasim she'esh l'nachrayis lishav alein. The Gemara proceeds with a halacha according to the opinion of Tanu Chitin v'Sa'irin v'Hoidle ba'Achad mehen Chayiv. Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel Tanu Chitin v'Kadam v'Hoidle b'Sa'irin. If the Tevei wanted to claim both Chitin v'Sa'irin, but after he claimed Chitin, the Nitva quickly admitted to Sa'irin before the Tevei could claim the Sa'irin, the halacha depends as follows: Im k'ma'arim Chayiv and b'meskaven Pater. If Bezin senses that the Nitva did this purposely to avoid a Shvuas Moed b'miktzis for a Taina of Chitin v'Sa'irin, he must make a Shvua because we consider the Haidah of Sa'irin as if it was made after the Taina of Sa'irin, and Tanu Chitin v'Sa'irin v'Hoyle ba'Achad men Chayef. However, im b'miskaven Pater, if Bezin senses that the Nitva only meant to respond to the Tevei's claim, he's exempt from a Shvua because Tanu Chitin v'Hoyle ba'Sa'irin Pater. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha of Rav Anan Amar Shmuel regarding the halacha of Atayna Shtei Kesef v'Haidah b'Shavu Pruta. Tanu Shtei Machatan v'Hoidle ba'Achad mehen Chayev. If the Tevei claimed two needles and the Nitva admitted to one, he's liable for a Shvu even though the Taina was less than Shtei Kesef, because the Pasuk that refers to Moed b'Miktzis states, Ki Yidin Ishal Re'eyu Kesef v'Kelim Lishmar. Since the Pasuk already mentions Kesef, which implies a Dava Chashuv, an item of significance, Shtei Kesef, Why did the pasuk also mention kelim? It must be to teach lafikach yatzu kelim l'mashahein. Utensils are different than other items, and kelim are considered a davachash regardless of their value. And accordingly, Rav Papa proceeds with the following case: Tanu kelim upruta. If the tevei claimed a kli and money, a pruta, it depends. Hayde bekelim akafah bepruta pater. If the nitva admitted to the kli and denied the pruta, he's pater from a shvu, because in this Rav Papa holds like Rav that kfiris taina shtei kesef. For money, the kfir must be at least two kesef, while here it was only one pruta. However, hayde bepruta bekafah bekelim chayef. If the nitva admitted to the pruta and denied the kli, he is chayev in the shvu, because for a kli, the kfir can be less than two kesef. And this is considered ma'idah b'mixas, because in this Rav Papa holds like Shmuel that tanu chitin v'sa'arin ma'idah b'achas man chayev.